Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 479 of the Male Right Podcast. Today is a very, 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 very special episode because John is podcasting from Wichita, Kansas. That is a big move for him. So I hope you'll all join me in saying congratulations to John for getting out of the West, getting into the Midwest, and wishing him well on his continuing journey for affordable housing.
thanks for telling everybody my business, Robert. But there we go.
Well, you can guess what? I don't control the editors. Feel free to delete it out. I'm thinking that there is a whole relocation episode for us to do, John, and I think that we should leverage the heck out of your current experience and turn it into a subject for our listeners, because you're now literally a living, breathing embodiment of a case study of what it takes to move from one part of the country to another, and you also have all your reasons for the reason that you did that, and I think that's an incredibly good podcast, but I'm going to get off my high horse because that is not what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a hot, hot, hot subject because it's so opinion-based. We're going to talk about top real estate coaches or some, I'm going to change that slightly and say some top real estate coaches of 2025. And we've got some names that you know on our list, and we've got some names that we don't think that you do know on our list. I didn't know all the names on the list. That's surprising. With no further ado, John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself as the English voice of reason on the show, as well as give a little bit of a background on not only who you are, but also if you wouldn't mind saying why you decided you wanted to do a podcast on coaches.
Well, you know, we normally talk about marketing, but there's only so much. But, you know, coaching seems extremely popular in the real estate industry. It's not cheap. I'll be interested in your thoughts because you've met a few of these people. I've met one or two of these people through the podcast, but I think you know a few of them a bit more than me. I think you've done some work for some of them. I'm not sure. I'd just be interested in what you think they offer, what value they offer, what they can do, what they can't do. I think it was time that we had a quick discussion about this, Robert. I'm the joint founder of mel-right.com. We're a great valued CRM lead generative platform that allows you to build Facebook or Google campaigns yourself, and like I say, it's got a number of other features. Also a great looking library of WordPress powered websites. It's a great valued package that starts around $49 a month. Back over to you, Robert.
Okay. I'm excited to dig into this now that I've had a chance to think about it for a few minutes. It's been a long time since we've done this conversation. John and I used, for those of you who are listening, John and I used to have a lot of guests on the show. Anybody who's been a long time listener already knows that. We've cut it down because it kind of turned into a little bit into pitches. And about two or three times a year, we would get like a marquee guest. Like we people that run marketing companies, big muckety mucks. And those shows were always really exciting. They were really great guests to have, great conversations. The smaller conversations become about a particular strategy that a coach is following or somebody like that. And basically they're pitching you on, you know, embracing their marketing idea. Some were better than others. A lot of them were probably behind where John and I are at in our knowledge and our application of some of these strategies. So we ended up saying, let's just keep having the conversations with us. We felt like we're going to bring more value. And I agree. And this list is not dissimilar from that. So let's dive into it. What's on our list today is Tom Ferry, Ricky Carruth, Mike Ferry, Buffini, Katie Lance, and Tom and Julie Harris. John chose these coaches. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. So some of my conversation will be a little longer than others. Number one on the list, because he has to be number one every time you start talking about real estate coaches, is Tom Ferry. I have a lot of thoughts about Tom and his team. I know a lot of the people, coaches on his staff, and some I love and some I think he'd be better served not being coached by. So having said that, John, before we dive into that, obviously, you knew what you were doing when you put Tom at the top of the list, but why don't you just really quickly share it with the audience? Like, how did his name get here? Did you have any particular thoughts, or were you just setting it up to let me say what I was going to say?
Partly, but, you know, he's a very effective marketer, him and his team. They do a podcast. He does all the conferences. He runs his own conferences. He's obviously the son of Mike Ferry. So they've been in the real estate, 50, 60 years. He's effective on his own marketing, his online marketing. He knows what he's doing. Obviously, depending on how much you're spending, I doubt if he does a part from the most highest level that he's doing the coaching. He has a whole group of real estate professionals that are part of his coaching team. And like I say, I think it really depends on the particular individual. Obviously I'm only going by his online YouTube channel and his podcast. It seems a lot about organization, motivation, organization, all very relevant. But on the other hand, not particularly for me, really, because I don't, and I think you're just the same. I don't think we need motivation. I think we get on with things every day. We've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years plus. You turn up every week, most weeks. I turn up. I think we're two pretty motivated individuals, but a lot of other people aren't, are they?
Yeah. And I agree with everything you said. So for Tom Ferry's organization, which is kind of genius, is set up like he's got some circle of 10 that he still coaches personally. It's obviously a very high amount of money, and he's got some marquee names in that circle of 10, like Christoph Chu. And I think he does some big calls, like massive calls in which lots of people are on, and he also makes an appearance for those calls. The last information I was given, that is what he does in terms of personal coaching. So most of the coaching, which is 100% true, is done by other people. It's done by people that he acquires. Some of the time, these people he's acquiring are legends, like Betty Graham. And other times, they're realtors that you don't know, that you've never heard of, that supposedly have a great track record. But oftentimes, when I've done research on individual coaches, it turns out not to be the case. So, and I'm not saying that Tom or anybody else on his staff says that every single coach has a track record, but they do say that these people are supposed to provide value. His average price, I think the last time I looked into it, was about $600 a month. And what you're getting is, you know, an hour of time with your coach and some follow-up. My comment to that, John, is that this is coaches like Tom, and I've been in the coaching business since 1989. And always the structure is the same. You get a marquee name. Everybody, that marquee name writes a book or does videos in this era, in this decade. And then they hire on a good team of salespeople, and the salespeople sell the services and then hand off to the quote-unquote coach. The salespeople selling the service should be the coaches. They know how to sell. The people who are supposedly coaching you, it depends on who it is, but you know, when it was Tom Hopkins and Zig Ziglar, it was basically people that had learned their books and then we're trying to stick to a routine to get you to follow the advice in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still at the point where you haven't read a couple sales book and you're selling real estate, don't hire a coach. Read a couple sales books. Tom Ferry and organizations like that are the easiest places to lose value for money because you don't know what you're getting when you hire your coach. You're talking to a salesperson. You don't get to interview the coach. When you get put with the coach, let's just pretend for a moment that you know you need some social media coaching, right? You need to get better at using social media. That's the weak spot in your business. And then they hand you off to a 30-year veteran who's never used social media. That's what I mean. And of course, you can ask to be switched to another coach, but it's all a big, arduous process.
Well, you would hope they've got some vetting mechanisms, wouldn't you, about you would hope that they would ask what particular areas that you're weak in or you feel you're weak in, and they would try and match one of their coaching team with some of the areas that you feel you're weak on. You would hope, wouldn't you?
You'd hope. And maybe they do. They probably do. Let's just say they probably do. Whether or not that's really truly effective, because when you're talking about internal resources, obviously all the coaches have sold the organization on whatever their skill set is. What I know for a fact, John, is over the years, I've heard more questioning of the investment made with Tom Ferry than any other organization. That's what I know. I know that from taking 3 to 4 calls a day from top realtors across the country. I know plenty of people, hundreds probably, that have used Tom Ferry. And I'm not saying that some of them have gotten value. And oftentimes value comes down to use Zillow. So what John said at his opening statement is really true, ladies and gentlemen. If you need some motivation, go to Tom Ferry. If you need somebody to discipline you for your daily activities, go to Tom Ferry or somebody like him. If you already got those things down, I would very carefully examine the idea of using somebody like him. And number two on our list is Ricky Carruth. We've had Ricky on the show either 2 or 3 times. I don't even remember anymore. Ricky is a different beast by far. Yeah. Ricky is somebody who absolutely provides massive value. He keeps his investment low for his services. He is a person that, like, the kind of coaching that he occasionally does is extremely hands-on. He is not trying to be a one-size-fits-all coach, as far as I can tell. He has a system that he personally has used to great effect, and he teaches people how to use it, circle prospecting, using a lot of cold calling, things like that. What makes Ricky different and certainly has earned him my respect is he actually still, to my knowledge, he spends an hour a week doing cold calls and he records them, throws them up on YouTube. So you want to know exactly what he's saying or what somebody else is saying, what his response is. You want to try to emulate him. This guy really throws down, like really throws down. That's my opinion about Ricky. I think he's the real deal. He's an unusual character, but there is no doubt that his philosophy to provide value first and ask for money later, it really matches the inbound philosophy. And for that alone, I give this guy top marks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think his methodologies don't gel with me. I don't think I could do what he does with the cold calling. I think you're up for it. I think if I was really hungry, I could make myself do it. And unless I was really hungry, and you know, just needed to bag prey, as I say. And fundamentally, I just don't believe in that morphology because of the iPhone, because of the mobile phone. Anybody that rings me up that's not on my contact list, I don't pick the phone up. And if they don't leave a voice message, I do like once a day listen to my voice messaging. If it's something I'm not interested, it gets deleted and I get placed on the block list. So I just don't believe in cold calling as effective sales methodology in the middle of 2025. But who am I? I'm probably wrong. If he's getting success at it, obviously I am wrong, don't I?
Yeah. In this, we resoundingly disagree. Circle prospecting is where you take a list of numbers like in a building or an enclosed neighborhood, places where people are likely to know each other, and then you use an intro. You try to build a relationship with one person, then it leverage that relationship on the calls with other people.
Oh, right.
And it is a very, very strong prospecting method. It works. It works well. I've cold called for the vast majority of my career. Do I want to do it anymore? I absolutely do not, John. And do I think it's the most effective way to market? I don't anymore. I used to. I don't anymore for reasons that we've discussed in other shows. So if everybody wants to know, go listen to our catalog of back episodes. All I will say, I think inbound and video and things like that, like more passive forms of marketing are probably a more effective use of your time, honestly. But having said that, if you don't have those skill sets and you are the rarest of the rare and you have no compunction about knocking on a door or making a call, then Ricky is a guy that you can listen to. No doubt about it. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, John and I are going to continue down the list. First up when the show starts again is going to be Mike Ferry. In the meantime, everyone, if you are on some kind of platform, like a podcast platform, million podcasts, I can go on and on. You're listening to our show. You found us there. Please, John and I would be so grateful if you would give us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. We recently discovered that we're the number 89 in real estate marketing podcasts. And that's crazy.
You love saying that, folks.
I do. Because I didn't know. John stopped doing all the tracking. And I'm a marketing analysis guy that so many of you out there had done us the favor and the courtesy of liking us on these various platforms that we probably never even heard of. It was humbling, eye-opening, and I was so incredibly personally grateful. And I'm sure that John would agree with me that he would be too. So thank you. And please, if you feel so inclined, do more of that. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode number 479, I think. I lost track. I lost my screen. But anyway, we're talking about real estate coaches in 2025. And I'm going to slightly change the title of the show and say it's maybe not the best coaches, but it is a good, solid list of real estate coaches for us to review and for you to get a sense of should you be looking for a coach or want to know what our opinion is. When we went to break, Mike Ferry was up next. Mike Ferry, who is the father of Tom Ferry, not an accident that their names are the same, is an old school real estate guy and still focuses on things like scripts and the mechanics of door knocking and older school strategies. And I'm sure he's tried to update his kit. But honestly, that's what he's known for. He has a lot of really great scripts. He's got a lot of really great sales tactics. He comes from the days of Zig Ziglar and other people. My advice to anybody listening to this show would be, hey, if you are trying to get better at door knocking, you're trying to get better at the old school in-person referral gathering methods, I'm not talking by phone. I'm talking like you're sitting across from somebody, you've closed a deal, and now it's time to get referrals. John, Mike has some good ideas about that. Like his stuff still works. If you've never read a sales book, if you've never read Zig Ziglar, if you've never read Tom Hopkins, if you've never read Brian Tracy, if you've never done any of those things, then Mike might be a good place to go and get some coaching. That's my opinion. John, what's yours?
Yeah, that sounds like me. But in my defense, I consume a load of stuff about the bootstrap and the bootstrap startup world. Uh-huh. I have some mentors and people that built up SaaS's, software as a service businesses, sold them for 20, 30 million. There's about four or five people that are personal friends of mine that made that type of money. Mm-hmm. And they've given me advice. Unfortunately, I haven't got to their success, but I think that's more down to me than anything. But they've been kind enough to give me advice, and they've written books and I've read them and listened to them. So that's where I come from. and where you come from more the traditional sales background, I come from the world of startup, bootstrap startups. I can't really make a judgment. I think everything you said about Mike, I have watched some of his videos. He knows what he's doing. It just isn't my cup of tea, Robert.
Sure. Well, having said that, everybody, we hope that you got a little bit of value out of my insight. We're going to move on to one of John's favorites, makes every list, every time. When we talk about networking, referral gathering, John, who is the producer of the show, always puts Buffini on the list. Buffini was nobody I'd heard the name when John and I started doing this podcast 4 years ago. Through John, I've done a fair amount of research and started to understand when people call into me and I say, how are you marketing yourself? And some of them say, have you ever heard of the Buffini method? I asked him some questions. So now I've gotten up to speed a little bit with Buffini. So John, we're going to let you lead off on this one because you always put these guys on the list.
Yeah,
always.
It was my co-host before he left and you joined. He was trained in the Buffini method. I think it has different terms, but what you said about Ricky's methodology sounded different term, but it seemed to me what you were saying, there was a lot of linkage between the Buffini and the Ricky method. The Buffini, and it's been about 3 or 4 years since I last really looked at their training. You don't get Buffini. In some ways, it's like Tom Ferry. You get a coach that's part of the Buffini family, but they seem to me to have a more core ideology that all their coaches appear to. And this is about getting a small group of 300 people in your community, keeping really tight with this group of 300 and getting consistent referrals from this group of 300. And they provide a kind of social media CRM, which they built internally. Which is designed to assist you with the coaching methodology. And I haven't received any of their training, but it kind of made sense to me what they were saying and what they were trying to teach. And I could see it working, but you talk to more agents than I do. What's the feedback that you've received?
So these old school relationship builders, it's not a new concept. You go back far enough, you'll find a guy by the name of Harvey McKay who wrote a book of How to Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive, and he made his own CRM, and it was how to build relationships with a circle of people. His was corporate. He was selling envelopes. And he did very, very well out of it. So well, he ended up buying a professional sports team. That's how well he did. Harvey McKay envelopes was a thing. I don't know if it still is. I just know that it was. So, and Brian Tracy, similar methodology. Here's the idea. And I like the idea. If it was me, I would use an idea like that. You create relationships with a core group of people that match a certain criteria that you have, such as a certain level of success, a certain level of influence. As a realtor, that's what you're looking for. Small business owners, people like that. People who come in contact with many other people throughout whatever it is they do, even like people like HR directors and other people that sometimes give life advice would be good people to add into your circle of 100. You build relationships with those people. You said 300, I say 100. It doesn't really matter what the number is. You choose a number that you think you can properly maintain, and then you really go out of your way to build a relationship with those people so that when somebody's talking about moving or somebody they know is talking about moving, yours is the name that comes up. But Finney turned that into a method and built tools around it. And I love that. I love the idea. And from all accounts, from everybody that's worked with him, what's rare about Buffini is that it's extremely unusual for me to hear a realtor say that they didn't get value. That's worth noteworthy. Okay. A lot of realtors call me and say they felt like they wasted their money on various types of coaching. I have not heard that often with Buffini.
Yeah, I think they're credible. The only thing is I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And that's a contradiction, isn't it? Because I've said some good things about them, but I couldn't do it. And the reason why I couldn't do it, folks, is it's too artificial for me. I don't think in my heart I could mix with people that I didn't like, that I didn't want to be around just to try it and get some referrals. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. It's just me. But maybe if I was hungry enough, I'd just have to change my freaking attitude, wouldn't I?
You would. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're really, really a school, like an old school, like you want to know where a lot of these ideas came from, go back and read Dale Carnegie. He's still relevant.
Yeah.
How to Win Friends and Influence People is still one of the greatest books on sales that's ever been written. It's another follow-up book, in my opinion, that was also just as great because it was more scientific, and that's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. John, you raise a good point, but these books, the two that I just mentioned, will basically explain to you how to, I'm going to get hippy-dippy on everybody, how to vibrate at the same level of the people that you are wanting to influence. And part of the methodology there is you don't chase relationships with people you don't like. You should like or respect or trust. And if you like, respect, or trust somebody, what you're doing in terms of building relationship and using tactics to do it, it becomes more like, I am a neurodivergent handicapped person. I need these tactics. Why do you think I've read all these books, John? I am an introvert at heart. I had to learn how to approach people and influence them and talk to them. And then when I learned how to do it for a while, I was young and I did a lot of stupid things, made a lot of morally questionable decisions when I was a young man and paid the price. And I realized I don't want to be a bad human. So I changed everything I did. Inbound, my whole philosophy these days is I provide value first. I give you everything up front, just like Ricky does. And if you liked what you got, you can call me. The reason for that is my morally questionable background. When I was a young salesperson, I did all sorts of crazy shit and regret. Well, I don't regret it. I just learned from it and don't do it anymore. Like, that's it. I know what to do, which is what's different about me than other people. I just don't do it. All right. So now next on our list is a mystery person. Katie Lance was somebody I had never heard of when we started the show. I've logged into her channel. I've looked at her stuff. She wouldn't capture my attention, generally speaking, for a number of different reasons. She doesn't seem to have anything unique going on about her. Except for the fact that she's a woman in real estate. She does talk a lot about social media. She does have a good social media presence, which means that she actually knows how to use social media, which is rare. A lot of people who coach, you'd think that they know. They don't. That's when you're curious to know if somebody knows the thing that they want to coach you on, go look at the channels and answer yourself. Now, Katie has the distinction of having 18,000 followers on YouTube. That is a lot for this space. So well done, Katie. John, what do you have to say about her?
Yeah, I think obviously she's a woman. I think it's a very different philosophy that she's pushing. It's around social media marketing. It's more online with a high emphasis on social media. But in some ways, social media marketing has similarities to some of the more traditional, like the Buffini, but you're using social media to build those relationships. She's got 18,000. I'm getting close to 13,000 on my WP Tonic channel. Bloody almost killed me, but I'm getting there. I think it's 12.2, 12.3 I've got. But I looked at some of her stuff. If you're into that and you're into utilising social media, and I think it definitely can generate leads, but you've got to, you know, having her show you some of the ropes. She looks reasonably legit, but I haven't sampled any of her coaching. So what more can I say? And she's not been on your radar, so I presume nobody said anything to you that you've been consulting with. So what can we say?
Yeah, no, nobody has. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all will not take that comment personally, because in this case, it's not meant. It's not meant that way. Just because we haven't heard of her, seeing something subtly through that. Okay, no.
She was on a number of the lists on the website list that I utilized for the research for this, Robert. But she wasn't somebody that I was aware of. But of the 5 to 6 lists that I looked at, she was on about 4 of them.
Fair enough. And there's probably good reason for that. My guess, my gut check here, is that Katie is probably one of those people that really appeals to new realtors and teaches a lot of basics very well, because those are usually the people I haven't heard of. That my clientele tend to be people that have advanced beyond that basic stage, and I oftentimes don't deal with nor do business with realtors who are only in the business 1 to 3 years. So that means that if Katie is serving that audience, there's no surprise that I wouldn't have heard of her. And by the way, it's desperately needed. So if she is doing that and you do know who she is and you're listening to the show, good God, you know, keep listening to her. I hope she provides a lot of great information. Well, last on our list, is Tim and Julie Harris. Okay. I've heard of them, but I don't know that much about them. So what are you? And I did research a little Katie right now on the show. I didn't actually do a ton. So why don't you share whatever you learned when you put them on the list?
Well, I don't know too much what in the coaching realm, but I have listened. They've got one of the top podcasts in the real estate industry sector. You know, this list that, you know, we're 89, I'm sure they're much higher than 89. And they've been doing it quite a while. I haven't listened to their podcast for a while, actually. It wasn't particularly my cup of tea, because they got a lot of guests that were pushing a coaching, or they were talking about mindset, and it wasn't my cup of tea. Doesn't mean that there's a lot of that type of podcast in the real estate sector, and they're more successful than us. But it's not something I really want to do. And I don't think you really want to do it either. So it is what it is. And I'm not sure if they're still day-to-day real estate in the trenches. I don't know. And I know very little about the actual coaching methodology. When the bit of research I did, it's a bit like Tom Ferry. I'm not totally sure what their methodology is, to be truthful about it. But that might be my mistake, Robert.
And I agree with you. I don't know the Harrises. I'm just doing a little analysis on their website. They've got good domain authority. They're coming up a lot in AIO and ChatGPT. They're not doing all that great in traditional SEO. So you've got somebody that apparently a lot of people are following, and they've got a lot to say. If they're pushing products and that's all they're doing to real estate agents, I'm so sorry. But this time, John and I are completely in line. I have always hated the idea that, for the most part, if you don't have experience, what's happening is people are taking advantage of that. They're taking advantage of your lack of experience a lot. It happens more in real estate than almost any industry I've ever seen. And that, except maybe mechanics and construction. Like, those are the only other two industries where you can just call and randomly sell people stuff because they know nothing about it. I think that this is...
They've been at it a long time, though. I'm not going to quite go as far as you have gone. It's just what when I was listening periodically to their podcast, it just wasn't my cup of tea, Robert. But I think a lot of people, it is, there's another, there's, I forgot his name. I'm sorry. He came on our show about 2 to 3 times and he's got a very popular podcast and it's Christian focused. It's about real estate and it's about mindset, but the mindset based on Christian philosophy. It really, you know, I would never, it's just not my cup of tea, Robert. It's just not, I just couldn't do that, but it's just not, but it does, I'm not saying it's wrong, Robert. I'm just saying it's just not my cup of tea, but I've got his name. I can see him. And he's got a very successful podcast, Robert, but I just couldn't do that, Robert.
Yeah. You know, you and I are like blatant self-promotion without a clear exchange of value, letting people, like, again, you and I come closer to that philosophy than, you know, as an English person, I think you're a little more conservative than me. I'm certainly comfortable promoting and marketing, like probably a little bit more than you. After 3 years of working with you, I'd say that. But certain other things like shilling and stuff like that, nah, not me, not for me. If I know the person or the product or the service, and I think there's good value there, I will shill for it all day. But if I'm unsure or I don't know, that's no until I become sure.
Well, it's a bit like the difference in philosophy around multi-marketing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got absolutely no problem with it. I've got a big problem because until I was 43, it's a criminal activity in the UK. You go to prison if you're caught doing it.
Sure.
Well, so, I'm going to have a big difference in attitude towards it, aren't I?
True. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank The Close as part of our source for some of this information today. We really appreciate you all. We'd like to thank you, the listeners. John and I are eternally grateful for your earballs. We know that you have lots of options when it comes to your podcast listening. The fact that you've made us one of the top 100 most listened podcasts to is something that obviously, as you all can tell, if you've been listening to the last 4 or 5 episodes, I have been just staggered by, humbled by, thrilled by, excited by, so on and so forth. If you'd like to look me up or get all of the over 500 articles of free content related to SEO, AIO, lead generation, real estate marketing, go to inboundrem.com. If you want to reach out to me personally, look on the services or about page and you can find ways to contact me personally. John, how would you like people to reach out to you?
Do something a bit different, folks. If you're getting value from the podcast, from Robert and myself, think about giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify. You can go both on iTunes and, like I say, on Spotify, and you can leave a review. It's a little bit buried on iTunes. It's a little bit easier to see it on Spotify. And just give us a review, good, bad, or indifferent. I will check them. And I'll reply to him, but that would really be helpful. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the day. Thank you so much. We're going to sign out, and we will hopefully catch you next week as we share another incredibly exciting, incredibly relevant subject as it relates to real estate marketing. Catch you then.